Hey, hey, welcome to the Halftime Mike Podcast. I am Mike Gingrich. I'm a business creative and a basketball fan. And we're here together in this podcast to give you practical, no-nonsense resources on social media, business marketing, leadership, and more. Why do I do that? Because the adjustments you can make at halftime can help your business win the game in the second half. You ready to go? Let's dive into this week's episode. Hey, hey, Mike Gingrich here, and I want to welcome you to another show. And today, I'm excited to talk about something that's coming down the pike. We always talk about things with your website, the digital marketing experience, the social media experience that can be helpful. And this one is related to SEO, and particularly a Google algorithm change. So, you know, you want your site to come up in, you want your products to come up when somebody searches for a term in the Google search engine. And what makes that happen is all part of an algorithm. Google's kind of weighing all these sites and making determinations on what are the, you know, these ranking factors. And so then, you know, they use this formula to determine, you know, what's going to come up first, second, third, fourth. And they make tweaks to this all the time, a couple times a year, and there's some significant ones. And they've already outlined, this is fall 2020, they've already outlined a significant one coming in 2021, and they want to give people a heads up about that, alerting you so that you have time to prepare for this. And so that's what I want to cover today and give you some background on that, and then, you know, dive into the details of that so that you can also be aware of this and think about what you want to be perhaps doing, need to change, update, take a look at and check on your website with this. It's called the Google Page Experience algorithm update, Google Page Experience. And so from Google, they're going to take a look at a number of criteria on the page experience. So Google is trying to look at from the user's perspective, does the user have a good experience on your site? And they're looking at a number of ranking factors on that. They haven't said when this algorithm update is going to come into play, but it's going to be important because it's basically they're saying not only does it have to be relevant, but it also has to provide a enjoyable experience. And those that don't, so if your site doesn't, and so they take a look at those things. And now there's factors that are involved in what they qualify as a good a page experience, good, you know, website loading experience. Somebody comes to your website, and they're going to want to take a look at, number one, loading performance, okay? We've always said speed of loading is important. And let's see, they measure it through the largest content paint, LCP. And when the LCP has to occur within the first 2.5 seconds of the page starting to load. So basically that bulk of your content has got to load in 2.5 seconds or less for good page experience. And then there is site interactivity as well. So the kind of the reaction time of your site, someone you know, clicks on a link or that type of thing, what's the reaction time of that? And that should be, you know, instantaneous, basically, they're saying. There shouldn't be lag time where something just begins to churn and churn before it takes place on that piece. They have a visual stability factor, okay? That's they look at some criteria on visual stability, how it's going to meet the eye. That one, you know, they're trying to break something down subjectively to something that they can measure. They're measuring all sites against this criteria of, you know, what that does. So I think that that's going to be important. Now, there's been some other ones that are part of the page experience that we've talked about before, but they're all a part of this. HTTPS, so that's having that SSL security certificate on your site so that your site has encryption with it, so that's a given. Mobile friendliness is part of the page experience, so they're going to be taking a look at your site from a mobile perspective and seeing, you know, how's it look on a phone, and do I have any trouble with that? Is it still loading quickly? Can I navigate things? They're taking a look at Safe browsing, making sure that there's no warnings for malicious, deceptive content, malware that they can detect on that. That's a big no-no. If they're to come up with that, they're going to hit you hard on that piece. I thought this one was interesting. Here's the technical terms: no intrusive interstitials. Okay, and so what this means is those pop-ups or advertisements that can occur. So, oftentimes you do this for maybe a lead call out, call to action, those types of pieces. But they're saying it should not be intrusive or hinder the user's experience. So that's something that we're going to watch, because you've seen those probably where some sites have this whole page, the whole page is covered and says, hey, do you want this? And you can't read anything until you take action on that, because the entire page is covered with that. So I don't know how, we're gonna have to wait and see what Google does with those. Now, I'm a proponent of the smaller one, so that it's either on a widget on the side, down the bottom. I'm kind of using this as a screen. So down the bottom, it might pop up, or in the middle, it pops up, but you can still see around and you can quickly X and navigate out of it. I think, as long as those aren't too big, I think the bigger you get, the more problems you get. But if it's the whole page, which some sites are using those, then that could be, we're going to see if people get hit with a ding on this. So they're basically saying with this page experience algorithm update, they're combining a number of these experience signals to basically align with user expectations. So not only does it going to be, does it have the right content that I want? But if I go there, does it give me a good experience once I get there? So that's what's going to be important. And I thought it was also important to note Google has the AMP feature, accelerated mobile pages, but they are noting that AMP will no longer be necessary for stories to feature in top stories on mobile. It will be an open page. So I think that's good that they're not requiring you to have AMP, but they are taking a look at these pieces. So again, I think it comes back to a lot of basics. You want to take a look at a good design, nothing that's you want to be able to flow nicely. But also then you need to take a look at the loading speed and the mobile experience, the security of the site, are those factors. And this is coming, and they want you to reduce 400 errors. So that's if, can't find a page, all those type of things. You want to have some redirects in place, take care of all of that. And, they are going to compare your experience to your competitors, and the better experience is going to get a one up on that piece. So definitely take this into account. Going to have, some related content here that you can go to get, my summary written on this piece. And that's going to be important to take a look at. Google Page Experience Algorithm Update coming in 2021. They said they're going to alert us of when it's going to come out. But it's high time now to take a look at what you might need to do for a website refresh, website modifications, website speed updates, some work under the hood and on the hood, the paint job, to make sure you're ready to go for this. So that's what I wanted to cover in this update today. Hopefully that's helpful for you, keeping you abreast of what's coming down the pike, particularly with Google search engine optimization. This is Mike. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time. Take care.
Alrighty, thanks for listening to this episode of the Halftime Mike Podcast. Remember, what you do in the second half can change the outcome of the game for your business. What's the next step you need to take today to act? Does your business need website software tools or social media help? Come on over and visit me at MikeEnglish.com. I'm also available to speak at your next event. Visit MikeEnglish.com/speaking to learn more. Join me again for another episode of the Halftime Mike Podcast, because I am your no-nonsense guy, adding value to you to help you win the game in the second half.